Yeah, yeah, let's go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here Monday, May 6th. How's it going? We had a big weekend, and thankfully everything that happened outdoors took place on Saturday, not Sunday. Bless you, weather gods, for that. The dog walk happened on Saturday, and the rain held off. It would have been a nightmare if we pushed it off to Sunday. We had a wonderful time in the park. We crowned our mayor of Dogville and heard about his house that he won, and thankfully he was a small dog. The Kentucky Derby was the big controversy over the weekend. We touched on that despite having very weak credentials to be discussing horse racing. We had the facts, though, and four of them, to be precise, with Cindy Graham. There's a new line of Crocs out there that have paired up with a 90s fashion convention that needed not being brought back. It's Bob Seger's birthday today. We celebrated that, thinned the herd as usual on a Monday morning, and heard about Upskirt Junction, which we'll visit right now. Let's do it. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
A great time on Saturday. I hope you were at the dog walk this weekend. We had a wonderful time, raised lots of money. From what I was hearing from all of the shelters and rescue groups,
yeah,
they were raising more money this year than they ever had before.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Right? So,
awesome.
Good. I hope that worked out for everybody. We had a great day, lots of fun. The mayor of Dogville was a huge hit.
Yeah.
And his Rotelli custom built home doghouse was absolutely perfect.
Wow. Oh, you saw it?
Absolutely perfect.
Check it out.
Well, what happened was is they pre-made the doghouse.
Okay.
Before we determined which dog was going to be going in it.
Oh, so this could be a massive house for him, being a bulldog.
It's the perfect size house for a bulldog.
So
it would have been really wrong for a coonhound.
Okay.
It would have been really wrong for a big dog.
Nice.
Right? You know, and they came going, oh my God, I hope this dog is the right size.
Wow. Like, put it up on stilts.
Maybe you wanted to call. Maybe it's possible. Well, our thanks to them, to Rotelli Customs Homes, for putting that together.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
Well, the Kentucky Derby has been around for 145 years, but on Saturday it made history, but not in a good way.
Unbelievable.
Right? For the first time in more than 50 years, the fastest one, the fastest horse, the one that crossed the finish line first, didn't win. It was a Maximum Security was the horse that was disqualified?
Correct.
All right. Did you watch the race?
Yeah.
You did. Of course you did. It was a sport. You had to.
Listen, I watched.
Sports boy. I'm surprised he doesn't talk about curling during the winter.
I'm a very big horse racing fan. I watch three races a year.
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Starting with the Derby.
Let me guess which ones.
All right.
Yes.
The Derby, the Preakness, and the
Belmont, perhaps?
Well, yes. Okay. Yes.
Don't watch the Owner's Cup, whatever that one is?
The Breeders' Cup. It's not my bag.
All right.
I watched it.
But the way this went down, it was disqualified because of what? He came around the turn too wide, bumped another horse?
I don't even think he bumped it. It was more that, I guess the rules say you can't come off the rail into in front of another horse if they're about to try to pass.
You got to stay in your lane, essentially.
Basically. Yeah. Okay. Well, it went down.
Sense.
For those of you who didn't hear it, it went down. Here's a short version of it. It went down like this.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. It is Country House on the outside. Maximum Security, so dead game. He keeps battling on. Maximum Security. Country House went 2 down to the line. Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby. And then it was Country House second, followed by Code of Honor third.
There is an objection that has been posted on the board, so it is unofficial for the moment.
Maximum Security moved out of lane before he was clear, forcing the rider of number one, War of Will, to check up a little bit. They disqualified him.
They did. So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby.
The DQ on Maximum Security didn't actually affect the horse that ended up winning. The Country Road or Home, whatever it was.
House. Yeah,
close. John Denver. he came in second anyway. It was the horse War of Will that finished in third or fourth
that got bumped.
Yeah, so it didn't even affect the horse that ended up winning, but he's the one that contested it, leading him to win a 65-1 odds horse.
I mean, an exciting race for multiple reasons, but not the most exciting race I've ever heard or seen.
Okay.
The most exciting one I ever heard or saw was the one that went like this.
And they're off. Feline Felon, who breaks on top. Hefcat right there on the outside with Feline Felon.
This is a real race, folks.
Comes out running in third. On the inside, Maps Hope comes out racing in fourth. And in between horses, Spider Rock now in fifth position. On the far outside, Stand Pat races sixth. Let's Go Yankees is now seventh, followed by Unbridled Wish in eighth.
Arrgh!
Is now ninth. Into the far turn. Hefcat in front, Feline Felon second. Here's Stand Pat now charging. Third on the outside, Maps Hope is now fourth, followed by Arrgh on the outside. Coming to the top of the stretch, Hefcat in front, but here's Stand Pat. Stand Pat up to challenge for that lead as they field. Turns for home. Maps Wish on the outside runs in third. In the middle of the track is Arrgh! Coming down to the final 16th, it is Stand Pat in front. Arrgh! Arrgh! Arrgh in front, coming down to the wire. They're coming to the finish, and it's all Arrgh!
The fact that that's a
Feline
real
Feline fell in second. Stand Pat there.
You wouldn't dare disqualify Arrgh.
No, but you got to hand it to the guy. I mean, he stayed in it
He's
all the way.
He's a pro.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning and you need your random facts, so here we go.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
1, 2, 3,
bah! All right, Cindy, once again, you get to start us off. What do you got this morning?
All right, karaoke is a Japanese word that translates to empty orchestra.
And I don't know if people know, but there is no I in the word karaoke. We actually, the whole world pronounces that word wrong. It's karaoke.
Oh.
If you look, I'm saying everybody does. You didn't do anything wrong.
I know. Right?
We all say karaoke, but there's no I in that. There's no, and the E is at the end. It's karaoke.
It's Japanese.
I know.
I'm not going to wane into this.
Okay. Yeah, Steve.
The only person with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that's not actually on the sidewalk is Muhammad Ali. It's actually on the wall of the Kodak Theater, and that's because he did not want anybody walking over the name Muhammad.
Sounds like Muhammad Ali. All right.
Wow, that's wild. This is interesting. The Sacramento Kings are the only NBA team that hasn't made the playoffs in the past decade.
Wait, haven't made the playoffs at all?
I feel sad for them.
Oh, all right. And lastly this morning, Queen's original title for Bohemian Rhapsody has absolutely nothing to do with this song.
What was it?
The Cowboy Song.
What?
And there they are, folks.
Random facts.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came.
Bruce Springsteen in Glory Days. Yesterday, or over the weekend, Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul doing a show in L.A., and when it came time for the encore, oh, look, lo and behold, Bruce Springsteen's here. Huh. Right? Let's hope the same thing happens when they play the Keswick in July. Right? But that show, it's Disciples of Soul, it's so up my alley. Oh, my God.
How many people are in that band?
I think there's like 11.
Yeah, I thought there was upwards of a dozen.
It's a big, big band.
It's a squad.
That will be at the Keswick July 20th. Is that same right?
I think it's the 20th.
20th? All right. Well, in the meantime.
We both just looked at it and forgot 3 minutes
later. Right. 54 degrees outside, mixed sun and clouds today with the temperature getting up to 73 degrees. 54 at the moment. And Steve says, no answer. Okay, fine.
Stick with the 20th.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were looking it up.
I was about to, and then we moved on and I stopped. This is where you get your late-breaking concert coverage.
This is it, folks. And late being the key word in that sentence. Breakfast of the Beatles being brought to you by Heritage Fence Company, the Delaware Valley's leading fence company, and so much more. My thanks to them for being part of the Dog Walk this year. You have it now?
July 20th.
All right, thank you. We were right.
We were right the whole time.
Trust your gut.
The whole time.
We didn't want to trust our guts because it's Monday for us, too. At one time or another, and every one of us have probably envied the money the Beatles were racking in during the course of their career, especially the Beatles. Most times, the Beatles didn't have any idea of what they were worth, where the money was, or where it was going. They did, in fact, have accountings of it all. And as George Harrison once put it, and I'm going to quote him exactly, funny paper. That's what we get, funny paper. We get bits of paper saying how much is earned and what this is and what that is, but we never actually get it in pounds, shillings, or pence. We've all got a house, a car, and an office, but to actually get money that we've earned seems to be impossible.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Well, get ready, Cindy. You might as well head on over to the Facebook page now because, I mean, which is more embarrassing, being caught with Crocs on or being caught with a fanny pack?
Fanny packs are back in style. Yeah, a lot of rappers are actually rocking them these days, like a sling. Yeah, Crocs will forever be the worst fashion option.
Well, maybe. What about if you combine the two?
What?
Oh, yes.
Was there a demand for
please,
this?
Let me present to you Crocs with built-in fanny packs. We've just put it up on our Facebook page. A company called Beams.
It's sort of a heel pack, if we're going to be honest.
Right, that's true. Has teamed up with Crocs to make a special edition with miniature fanny packs attached to the heel. They come in a wide choice of colors, green or purple.
Two delightful options. Right?
And they're $53.
Get out of here.
What are Crocs normally? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't own any. All right.
Probably $50.
I have to admit, I did have a pair when they first came out.
Oh, me too.
And you know, and I was using them for like working in the garden.
Right.
And then as soon as they got wet, you would be slipping inside them. Oh, I nearly busted my ankle because of Crocs, and I will never wear them again.
This is the solution to a problem, though. There's been many times when I'm like, if only I could keep my nail clipper on my heel or an extra pair of socks. It's very handy.
You know, it's really good for that beach tag when you're down the shore.
There you go.
There you go. There you can put it right there in your Croc.
Genius.
Personally, this whole idea is a Croc.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever. Ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
It's Bob Seger's birthday. He's 74 years old today. He's been on the air with us a couple of times. And we're going to play some clips and play some of his songs. As a matter of fact, we're going to do a whole block. So if there is a song you want to hear, just text it into us, MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. And make our job easier. Tell us what your name is or what your name and where you're from is. I'll start off with this. I mean, there's something that, Bob Seger became such a huge act. But for a very long time, he was really a regional band.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the first time I spoke to him, I asked him about that very thing.
You were a Midwest powerhouse for a long time, and a lot of other markets knew about you, and then Night Moves came along.
Right.
What was that like for you? Was it a reality jump?
It was so wild. It was like moving from station wagons to jets, if you know what I mean. It was really quite overnight. You know, the summer of 76, we had Live Bullet come out first, and then in the fall we had Night Moves come out. And by Christmas, they were both platinum. You know, and we would just we were on commercial jets flying everywhere. We've never been on a bus. Before we were dragging a trailer behind a station wagon.
Bob Seger, old time rock and roll, was celebrating Bob Seger's birthday, and that was a request for Dave in Allentown. We're still going to get to some ore, so if you've got a Bob Seger song you want to hear, text it into us. MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. 54 degrees outside. Mixed sun and clouds today. The high temperature, about 73 degrees. Bob Seger, and a lot of people don't realize this, and I was saying that to him when we got into into Night Moves. Right. I'm going to turn the page. Right, but we got the Night Moves. Bob Seger was he was the Hooters. I mean, he was like a local band that became a regional band that had got some national attention and then exploded, absolutely exploded. Nobody was more shocked about the fact than Bob Seger was. And for the longest time, Bob Seger wasn't on the road, and the reason for that was he wanted to raise his kids. Huh. He made his money, and he said, "You know what? I'll go back out sometime in the future when my kids are older. But for now, I'm going to stay home and spend time with my kids." But we got a request for Turn the Page from Mary in Gilbertsville, and the last time I talked to him, I asked questions about Turn the Page, and here's what he had to say.
I thought it was a rather oddball song, and I thought it was a rather narrow appeal song. I thought truckers would love it. Traveling salesmen would love it. People who are on the move a lot. People who travel a lot for a living. And it struck a chord with people. So I don't know what people take from them, but I've always tried to write something that had some germ of universality. I felt that way. I've been there. I've known that person. Whatever.
Did you ever make it to Kathmandu? Did you ever?
I did.
You did?
I did. In 1992. Uh-huh. And I went there in 1992 for a week.
Uh-huh.
And it was really great. One morning when we weren't filming, because we filmed a bunch of stuff for
right.
ABC TV while we were there, we went up on this, like, I think it was 9,000-foot a hill there, you know, in the mm-hmm. Himalayas.
Right.
And we could see Everest, and we could see all the mountains, and it was really amazing. We watched the sunrise over Everest, so that was really cool.
Man, happy 74th birthday to Bob. Kelly from Union City, New Jersey, was the first person to ask for that, although it was the most requested song of yes. all of the songs we put in today. I got to say something about Turn the Page, because as much as I love that song, mm-hmm. it's not the best version I ever heard. The best version I ever heard.
Metallica.
Of that song. No. Did Metallica?
Yeah, they covered it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You know, I totally forgot about
With
that.
The orchestra, too, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Garth Brooks.
Oh,
I saw Garth Brooks come out on stage with the last time he was here in Philadelphia. The mm-hmm. only Garth Brooks show I'd ever been to. One of the most incredible shows I have ever seen
Where was
in my
that?
Life. I was at the Wells Fargo Center.
Okay.
Right? That audience put rock audiences to shame.
You always
to
say
absolute
that.
Yeah. shame. We should be embarrassed by how that audience reacted. But he came out on stage with just a guitar as part of his encore, and that was the first song he did. And Ooh. That song alone on an acoustic guitar by Garth, it was brilliant. It was I would kill to hear Bob Seger do that. He's on tour right now, but he's not coming anywhere near our area. So that's as close to a Bob Seger concert as you're going to come to this year. And this is his final tour. What he's doing now is bringing it all to an end. But a great guy, and I wish we could spend more time with him.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Send the herd.
I'm not sure what this woman's end game was, but it backfired in a major way. A 33-year-old by the name of Amber Lewis called in a fake burglary at her home in Montgomery, Alabama last Wednesday morning because she thought her husband was cheating on her, which he was.
Ooh.
Apparently, she wanted the cops to scare him or interrupt any sexy stuff that was going on. And she may have also known that there were drugs in the house because the police found marijuana and cocaine. So the husband and the mistress got arrested. But apparently some of the drugs were Amber's because she's also facing drug charges and a charge for calling in a false report.
Oof.
Plus, the cops found drugs in her 5-year-old kid's bedroom.
Whoa,
so they tacked on child endangerment as well. It's not clear how much jail time she's looking at, but cops were angry over the false report because it pulled them away from a fire that was going on at a school.
Oh, geez.
Luckily, no one was hurt in that, and they've got all three of these bozos.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, a 36-year-old went to Sportsman's Warehouse. It's in Gillette, Wyoming,
okay.
this past Wednesday, and decided he was going to shoplift some things. He took sunglasses and he took ammo.
Okay.
And he left. Then a few hours later, he went back, and he applied for a job.
Okay.
On his way out, after applying for said job, he shoplifted 2 more pair of sunglasses. The store called the cops. They have all of his information since he just applied for the job. He was charged with theft, and I don't believe he was hired.
In the herd.
Dave?
All right, I'm not in sales, but I'm pretty sure this is not the best way to drum up new business. A 33-year-old guy named Darrell Jones from Bridgeport, New Jersey, last week went to the library and started talking to a woman who was reading there. And eventually he gave her his business card.
Okay.
So far, so good. Then he exposed his junk to her right in the middle of the library. She called the cops. Darrell took off. But seeing as she had his business card. Yep. Didn't take our Sherlock to track him down and arrest him for lewdness.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this woman really misinterpreted how 911 works. There's a 54-year-old woman named Zelda Cotton from Tonawanda, New York. Isn't that where the Black Panther is from, Tonawanda?
I think so, yeah, actually.
And she called 911 on Saturday with a problem. She was trying to kill her 76-year-old boyfriend, but couldn't get the job done and needed some advice.
Oh, boy.
Right? She was drunk and had already hit him 5 times with a VCR.
Oh, my God.
And was trying to hit him with a leaf blower, but it wasn't working. He wasn't even hurt.
I like Zelda's style.
911 dispatcher did not give Zelda any advice, but did send the cops to her house. Zelda was arrested for endangering the welfare of an elderly person and criminal possession of a weapon. VCR?
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
This didn't make it into a Thin Herd this morning because I don't have enough details on it, but a train station employee in Japan caused a major delay last week because he had been arrested for taking upskirt photos of passengers and couldn't show up for work. And the fact that he wasn't there delayed all the trains around Japan. All right. Which reminds me of the old TV show. Not Petticoat Junction. The other one, you know, the.
Come ride the little train that'll take you to and fro to the junction.
Upskirt Junction.
Never mind my selfie stick with the cell phone way down low at the junction. I hope you'll be back to get more pictures of your crack at the junction.
Upskirt Junction.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.